The Torah says, Basukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim. As we all know, there's a mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah for 7 days. That's in Israel. When we're not in Israel, so therefore we have a Sveika Diyoma, we have a doubt what day it is. So the Torah, so it says, Teshvu Kein Tadir. We dwell in the sukkah like you live in your home. If you have a leak in your kitchen, you move out of your kitchen, you go into the other room. So too, if it's raining outside on Sukkot, there's a leak in your house, and therefore you come inside. So that applies all week long. So what about tonight, Shmini Atzeres, tonight and tomorrow? Is there a mitzvah of dwelling in your sukkah as well? Or it just applies to the first 7 days? So why should there be a difference between Shemini Atzeres and Sukkot? Is Shemini Atzeres a new Yontif, or is it part of the Yontif of Sukkot? How will we know? What's the measuring stick? Because on Pesach, we make one Chechiyano, like the beginning of the Yontif, when you light the candles, or on Kiddush, the first 2 days. Do we make a Chechiyano the 2 days? No. What about tonight? Are we going to make a Shechiyanu a Kiddush? Yes. So that means Shechiyanu is on something new. So that means Shmini Atzeres is a Chag Bifnei Atzmo. It's an independent Yontif. It stands on its own 2 feet. So therefore, if it's Shmini Atzeres, I don't sit in the Sukkah. If it's still Sukkot, I do sit in the Sukkah. So what do? So the Gemara gives a couple of opinions. One opinion is you sit in the sukkah and you make a bracha. Another opinion is you don't sit in the sukkah and you don't make a bracha. And the Gemara concludes, we'll go with a compromise opinion. Yotzve yasvinan bruche lo mevarchinan. You sit in the sukkah, but you don't make a bracha. So you sit in the sukkah tonight, tomorrow, but you don't make the bracha leshe basukkah. Why not? Once I'm sitting in the sukkah, so why don't I make a bracha anyway? Either don't sit in the sukkah, or so the answer is because it's what they call it's a suffik shvi, suffik shmini. It's a doubtful. It's a doubt. We don't know what day it is. So therefore, we're not sure if really sukkah is over or it's the next holiday. So therefore, anytime you have a doubt regarding a blessing, we go restrict on. But even strict by not making it. Because if you make a bracha when you're not supposed to, it's a blessing in vain. So therefore, and you don't want to make a leshe basuk. What's the harm of making a leshe? Because it's a new holiday. So you're saying in Kiddush, as Yom Shemini Atzeres Hazeh, and then you're making, so therefore it's not kavodik, it's not honor to the new holiday. You're still talking about sukkah, so therefore, we don't make a leshe basukkah. So that's the conclusion of the Gemara, and that's the way in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, that we sit in the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha leshe basukkah. So what about this then? Lulav and Esrog. Are we going to shake this tomorrow? No. Wait, why not? What do you mean? Suffix, you just got finished telling you why are we sitting in the sukkah. We're not sure what day it is. So if I'm not sure what day it is, so if it still might be the 7th day of Sukkot, then I should be shaking the 4th species. Why do we discriminate against the 4th species? How come we say goodbye to the Lulav and Esrog today, but we don't say goodbye to the Sukkot until tomorrow? What's the difference? So the difference is as follows, because when I sit in the Sukkot today, when we go out after davening, we go into the sukkah and have something to eat. Is that a biblical mitzvah or a rabbinical mitzvah? Is that the Torah is telling me to do it, or it's the rabbis are telling me to do it?
It is.
Basukas teishvu shivas yomim.
Well, okay, that's rabbinic.
It's a verse.
It's a verse
in the Bible.
Right.
So it's a biblical. So all week long, every time you sit in the sukkah, you get a biblical commandment. What about today when I'm shaking the lulav and etrog? Do I get a biblical mitzvah or rabbinic mitzvah? I'll give you another quote in the Bible. Ulakachtem lachem biyom ha-rishon. First day. The biblical mitzvah of shaking the four species is only on the first day of Sukkot. The next 7 days, the next 6 days, we only do it. When the temple was up, they did it for 7 days, and it was biblical. Once the no temples, so really biblically only 1 day, but as they can to remember the good old days when we used to do it 7 days in the Torah level, so the rabbis, in general, the rabbis set up a rabbinical mitzvah based on the biblical mitzvah, so therefore it's only rabbinical. So knowing that fact, so we can figure out the answer. The question is, why tomorrow, if everyone agrees, it's doubtful seven, doubtful eight, so why do we sit in the sukkah without a bracha, but we don't shake the four species without a bracha? It's the same doubt. So one answer is because sukkah is biblical, so we have a general rule. A doubt by a biblical commandment we're strict on. A doubt by a rabbinic commandment we're lenient on. So when it comes to sukkah, I don't know. Okay, if I don't know, so I'll cover myself, I'll sit in the sukkah, and I won't make a blessing. But lulav and etrog is only rabbinical after the first day, so I don't have to be strict. I could just, we'll just call it a day, and we'll close up shop today. That's one answer. But another answer is as follows. It's because what's the concern of sitting in the sukkah tomorrow or shaking the lulav and etrog tomorrow? The concern is, it's something called Baal Tosif. You're not allowed to add to the Torah. There are 613 commandments. I can't take away and I can't add. So therefore, if the Torah says that if the Yontif of Sukkot is only 7 days, if I sit in the Sukkot or shake the four species, I'm adding another day to Sukkot. I can't do that. So how come I'm only concerned about adding to the Torah when it comes to the four species, but not when it comes to Sukkot? Why isn't it Baal Tosif? How come we're not concerned about adding to the Torah? You hear the kasha? Am I looking for an answer? Do you hear the question? Why are we concerned about adding to the Torah? How come we're not concerned by Sukkot? That we sit on the Sukkot even though Sukkot is over, and we're not concerned about adding an extra day. But when it comes to the Dalet Minim, we are worried, and therefore we say, don't do it. Am I looking for an answer? I'm saying, do you have the question? You're not sure if you have the question.
I'm not sure I have the question. I certainly don't know the answer.
Yeah, so why aren't we concerned? We say the reason why I can't shake this dollar medium tomorrow is because I'll be violating adding to the Torah.
But you're already adding to it by shaking it in Yom Rishani.
No, but the rabbis, no, that's the rabbi said they could do it. Exactly. In fact, that is one answer. The Rashba says that. But it's already set up. The Gemara already said 7 days. And biblically, it was 7 days.
Right.
Here it's not. Here Sukkot is over, and I'm doing it.
Right.
When Sukkot, so it's Baal Tosif. So why isn't it Baal Tosif? The answer is as follows. Because let me ask you something. If it wasn't Sukkot, would you be walking around like shaking this stuff? If you would, I'd bring you into that hospital up across from Mohawk. You'd have some real issues if you're walking around. The only reason you're doing it is because God commanded it, so it's a religious obligation. But if you were just walking around during the year, I'd lock you up. So therefore, the only reason you're doing it is because the Torah or the rabbi said. So if I'm doing it on tomorrow, I'm doing it because I think it's a mitzvah. Then it's a problem. But let me ask you, if it's a nice, let's say it's 60 degrees tomorrow, 70, a nice day. Do people sit outside and eat on the patio? Yeah. So it's not, the fact I'm eating in the sukkah doesn't show anything. I like eating outside. I'm a nature guy. So therefore, by the mere fact you're eating in the sukkah doesn't show, I don't think sukkah is continuing. I just like Maybe I like, but no one in their right mind is going to look around shaking the fourth species.
You're not saying,
yeah, so therefore,
Leisha Vesuka.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's why.
Right.
So we're not, it's not recognizable that I'm adding on. So therefore, so that's the, those are the two distinctions. So how come no lulav and esrog tomorrow, but sukkah? Either because it's a doubt by a biblical law, and a doubt by a biblical law is strict, or that would mean him. It's, when you do it, there's only one reason you're doing it. You're doing it for the sake of the mitzvah. I'd never be shaking the Dalad Minim. But by sukkah, is sometimes sukkah is arev. It's nice outside, and you'd sit in the sukkah even if it wasn't, even if it's not sukkah.
But you wouldn't shake the
Dalad Minim. Right. So that's why it's a problem about toast if here, but not by sukkah.
Okay.